Hello and welcome to our study today. We're going to be studying about a passage found in Psalm chapter 11. And there's a statement in Psalm 11 in verse 3 that we want to give a little thought to today. And so thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your kind focus upon the Word of God. Now let's read this passage, Psalm 11, beginning in verse number 1. In the Lord put I my trust. I hope that's you. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? How do you say, flee as a bird? Why, my trust is in the Lord. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. What does that mean? Well, they're shooting arrows at me. They make ready their arrow upon the string that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. You know, the ungodly want to destroy the righteous people. And then it says in verse 3, and it asks an important question. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations, you know, also in the book of Proverbs, it talks about the ancient landmarks. Don't move the ancient landmarks. And in this passage it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Can they flee to the mountain? No, they trust in the Lord. Verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. God hates the wicked. God loves the righteous. Verse 6, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Oh, the ungodly, they're not going to win. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. You don't flee. God loves us. Now, this is another passage that I believe is about Jesus. You know, in Luke 24 and verse 44, Jesus said that the law and the prophets and the Psalms spoke of him. And certainly that's true. Jesus said the Psalms spoke of him. And I believe this is one of the many Psalms that speak of Jesus. Certainly Psalm 2, 1 through 3, talks about the enemies of the Lord. Psalm 16 and 10 talks about the death of the Lord. Psalm 22, verses 16 and 18, talks about the suffering of Jesus and the hands and the feet of Jesus being pierced. Psalm 23 talks about the Lord being a shepherd to us. And so Psalm 11, should the righteous flee and run away if the foundations be destroyed? Well, that's not what Jesus did. The wicked opposed Jesus. The Jews opposed him. Herod opposed him. Pilate sent him to death. And yet Jesus didn't flee away. He stood his ground. Jesus is the righteous one. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, Jesus was righteous. What shall he do? And so we find in the Bible that foundations were destroyed during the days of Jesus. The foundation of justice, the foundation of truth, the foundation of concern for our fellow men, they were destroyed. Well, what should the righteous do? Flee as a bird? No. Put your trust in God. Now, this is what John the Baptizer did. Now, the foundation of justice for John didn't exist. It was no justice for him. In Matthew chapter 14, we find that he stood before Herod and Herodias and said, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Verse 3 of Matthew 14, for Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake. his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, It is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, where's the foundation of justice and righteousness? It doesn't exist for John. He feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, and the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger, on a platter. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them that sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her, and he sent and beheaded John in the prison. If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Well, they'll still stand for the truth. There was no foundation of justice. John the Baptist was a martyr. Herod and Herodias believed John was wrong for saying that. John wasn't wrong. John wasn't out of step. Well, people today might believe, oh, John, if you take that position that marriage has laws and we must abide by that laws, by that law, people will oppose you. John was put to death because the foundations were destroyed. He spoke out on marriage. He could have spoken on a lot of subjects, but he didn't. He spoke on marriage. But the legal system did not exist for John. There was no trial. He had no trial. There was no trial. The foundations were destroyed, and righteous John put his trust in God and spoke the truth. You know, John had no appeal. He was in jail without a trial, and he was put to death without a trial. If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Here's what they'll do. They'll keep on preaching the truth. John was in prison, but he didn't back down from the truth. That's beautiful. That's what we do. Now, that happened to the apostles. In Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse number 17, the apostles were arrested. And it says in verse 17 that that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they may speak henceforth no more in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. What will the righteous do? The foundations are being destroyed. Their freedom is being taken away. What will they do? But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you, more than unto God judge you. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Yes, the foundations of justice were destroyed, not only for John, but for Jesus Christ, and also for the apostles. Again in Acts 5, they were again threatened not to preach or teach anymore in the name of Jesus. Acts 5 and 17, and the high priest rose and all that sat with him, which were of the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. You know what God did? He sent an angel and released them. The angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people of all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But God had answered their prayers and released them. The righteous will keep on obeying God. And so that's what Peter said in Acts 5 and verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." When the foundations are destroyed, what do the righteous do? They keep on preaching the word. They don't give up. Later in this chapter, they beat these same apostles. Where's the justice system? The foundations of justice were destroyed. And to him they agreed, verse 40 of Acts 5, and they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus. What should we do? Flee like a bird to the mountains? No, the righteous keep standing for the truth. We keep on standing. We are the pillar and the ground of the truth. We keep upholding the truth, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. People want to change God's word. It's a shame. It's regrettable, but that's what happens. In Isaiah chapter 5, they want to change God's system. They want to take away the foundation. The Bible says here in Isaiah, Isaiah 5 and verse 20, "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil." They want to take away the foundation. They want to say good is evil. That's what happened with Peter and the apostles in the book of Acts. They were not wanting them to preach in the name of Jesus. They were calling that evil when that was good. John the Baptizer was classified as an evildoer for speaking out on marriage and divorce and remarriage. When the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Well, the righteous keep on standing for the truth. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." What are they doing? They're taking away the foundations. They're reversing what God said. Whatever God said was evil, they say it's good. Whatever God said was good, they're calling that evil. Isn't that something? That's sad. And they justify the wicked for reward, verse 23. "And take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against this people." And so righteousness, the righteous keep standing up for the truth. Now the foundations of God's word are now being destroyed. The morals of the Bible are being destroyed by pornography and by wicked movies, wicked music, wicked videos. The morals, the ethics of the Bible are being destroyed. The home of the Bible is being destroyed. And people are destroying motherhood and fatherhood and what a husband is to be and what a wife is to be. It's being destroyed. Truth is being destroyed. It's no longer understood to be absolute. Truth is whatever you perceive it to be, and that's a destroying of the foundations. Religious unity is being destroyed. There are 45,000 different religious doctrines and religious organizations in our world today. How can you have unity? You cannot have unity. The unity of God's people is being destroyed. The belief in God is being destroyed. It's being destroyed by the government and by the media and by the educational institutions in our world. The belief in God and the belief in creation and man having a soul is all being destroyed. You don't have a soul. God didn't create the world. That's what they say. They're destroying that. Who's destroying that? Our government's destroying that. Our society, our educational institutions, they're destroying that. The sanctity of human life is destroyed in abortion, in euthanasia, mercy killings. It's being destroyed. Modesty, the sense of shameful nakedness, it's being taken away. It's being destroyed. Adam and Eve put fig leaves on their bodies, and God took those fig leaves off, and he put coats of skin. God cares about how we are dressed. Many doctrines of the Bible have been under attack for centuries. The doctrine of baptism has been under attack for centuries, trying to remove it, remove the foundations. Sad, very sad. And the devil is at work. The devil is at work destroying the foundations of God. He began that work of destroying God's foundation in the very first temptation with Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 3, Satan wants you to think that disobedience to God is good for you. That's a destruction of the foundations of the Lord. He said in Genesis 3:1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Now listen how the devil turns that around. He's going to tell her she's not going to die. And the serpent said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die." You see how he takes away the foundation of God? "For God doth know that the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened." Oh, it's going to be good for you to eat this fruit. "And you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." He made it sound like she was going to be blessed. Good things were going to happen to her. Beloved, if the foundations of God be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? The devil is out to destroy the foundation and make us think that it's good for us. They say evolution is scientific fact. That's not true. God created the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that in them is in 6 literal days, Exodus 20, verses 9 through 11. God created it all. Evolution is absolutely impossible, and because it is impossible, it is untrue. It has never been proven. The only thing that could have happened is Genesis 1 and 2. A great intelligent being designed all of the things in this world. That is a logical scenario. There's proof of design, which means there is a designer. But the devil makes us think that it's good to believe in evolution, and he's made it sound so good that some churches and some preachers believe in evolution. They believe that God used evolution to create everything. And they throw Genesis 1 and 2 away. They call them nothing more than allegory and a fable. And that's how he removes the foundations. Also, children are taught that you may be born a male, but if you feel like you want to be a female, then everybody should treat them as a female, even though they're a little boy. That's destroying the foundations of God. God made them male and female, Genesis 1 and 27. Adam didn't have a problem being a male. Eve didn't have a problem being a female. But the devil wants to destroy that. Jesus said, "Have you not read that he that made them at the beginning made them male and female?" If you're a male, you're a male. You're not a woman. If you're a woman, you're a woman. You're not a male. And yet, we have our current society wanting to destroy the idea that there is male and female. Male and female can reproduce children. A female is the only one that can carry a child and give birth to a child. It is an extreme falsehood to say that a man can give birth to a child. This is nothing more than the devil destroying the foundations. And they also go on to say that worship can be modified with God's approval. Where are the modifications? Where is God's approval? You know, the Bible says, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21. That's what they've got to prove. They've got to prove that God will allow modifications in worship. They've got to prove it. Where is that? But that is nothing more than another attempt to destroy the foundations of God. The female cannot lead in worship because the Bible says she is to remain silent in the worship. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I want to read for you verses 34 and 35. Listen to this, where the Bible says, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church." They had women prophets back then, and even a woman prophet could not speak. She had to ask her husband at home. Satan is working. He's always working on destroying God's word. He's working on destroying the foundation of God's word. And he's working on everyone. His plan is working. He's convincing people that worship can be modified. He's convincing people that a man can identify with a woman. He's convincing people of that. He's got a plan that works. What will the righteous do? If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Here's what they'll do. Paul told Timothy, "I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word." That's what the righteous will do. We won't flee away. We will preach the word. We will be urgent in season, out of season. We'll preach the word when people like it and when people don't like it. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That's what the righteous will do. We will reprove, we will rebuke, we will exhort with the word of God. That's what we'll do. That's what the righteous will do. And we will keep doing that as God has told us to. Thank you for your kind attention today in this study of Psalm 11 and verse 3, "If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? We will keep on obeying God." That's what we will do. We will obey him to the end of the world. We will not stop obeying him. We will always obey him. Thank you for your kind attention today. Let's keep standing for the word of God. Let's keep standing for God's holy righteousness. Let's preach his word. Never give up, never give in. And we will be pleasing unto God. We won't please the world, but we will certainly be pleasing unto God. Thank you again. This is Richard Massey from the Windmill Church of Christ saying thank you for listening to our study today. God bless.